So I'd like to commend you for coming up and doing the reading. That takes courage after a moment of what we would call vulnerability. And I want to speak about that a little bit because Jesus today in the gospel says, I am the way. And what I'd like to try to persuade us of this morning is a truth about our Catholic faith that is a difficult truth for us to accept, but it is nonetheless true, and it's this. No one has ever entered the inner sanctuary of the heavens being in complete control. No one has ever entered the inner sanctuary of the church being in complete control. And no one has ever entered the inner sanctuary of the human soul and been in complete control. There's another way to all of these, the inner sanctuary of the heavens, the inner sanctuary of the church, and the inner sanctuary of the human soul. And it is the way of vulnerability. How do I know that? Well, Jesus says, I am the way. And there's no more vulnerable position ever to be publicly exposed than a man hanging on a cross with his hands completely nailed to the cross, his feet nailed to the cross, so there's no possibility of covering up whatsoever. That's what the Romans did. They invented this form of capital punishment, not just to inflict the most physical pain possible, but also the most spiritual, psychological pain of shame. Totally exposed, naked to the public view, and you can't cover up because your hands are nailed in position wide open. Now, on the cross, we put a loincloth on Jesus. But in real time, when he was crucified, there was no loincloth. The Romans were not so kind. He hung there, completely exposed and naked. And Jesus says, I am the way. This is why we don't like the cross. We like to be in control. Thy kingdom come, Heavenly Father, thy will be done. I like to be in control. My kingdom come, my will be done. Inner sanctuary of the heavens, by that way? I don't think so. Death, I wouldn't exactly call a time of being in complete control because something's overtaking us over which we have no control. Now, in Canada, they're entertaining the illusion of being in control of death because I'll decide when I die. Doctor, please bring the palliative care and relieve me of my life. And they take the poison and die. They're not going to get into the inner sanctuary that way. We call that suicide, in complete control. Catholicism is not have it your way. I know we think it is, and it's all right. We can kind of row on both sides of the boat, and it's pick and choose. And I'm in control with pick and choose. And no one ever got into the inner sanctuary of the church in complete control. Have it your way. That's McDonald's or Burger King, not the Catholic Church. That's the world. It's not Christ. Christ didn't live. Have it your way. He surrendered to the Father. Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass me by. Of this complete exposure and vulnerability.
but not my will, but yours be done. Just like the Our Father, he taught us. Not my will, but yours be done. And the Father sent him to the cross to become utterly exposed and vulnerable. Intimacy. Into me see is only possible with vulnerability. If I'm in complete control, I'm in control of my presentation of myself to you, and you're not really meeting me, but you're meeting the presentation of me, the me that I want you to know, and I'm protecting myself, and I'm behind that narrative, and it's safe. On the cross, into me see, because I'm completely vulnerable. And we contemplate the cross for this very reason, so that we can become intimate with God in Jesus Christ. But it also calls for me to say to him, into me see. Well, I don't want that. That doesn't flatter me too much sometimes, because the truth isn't always, well, it's never really about flattery. Flattery belongs to the world, and God never flatters us. He loves us, even when he knows the truth. And that's what we discover. When we begin to meditate upon Christ crucified, we discover a man in complete vulnerability saying, into me see, seeking intimacy with us. And we avoid it because we want to stay in control. And so we are remaining on the peripheries of life. We're on the peripheries of the inner sanctuary of heaven. We're on the periphery of the church. And yes, we're even on the periphery of the human soul, because I remain a stranger even to myself. Because I don't really want to know myself. It upsets me, some things about myself. And then, of course, there is the human soul, the inner sanctuary. I had a wonderful wedding yesterday. It was a beautiful wedding. And, of course, they chose the reading where the two, you know, that's why a man leaves his mother and father and clings to his wife, and the two become one flesh, and they are no longer two but one. And it's always a moment for me when I hear that gospel to reflect on the fact that becoming one flesh is the easy part. And the reason I say that is because everybody's doing it. If it was hard, no one would be doing it. So becoming one flesh, that's the easy part. The part where people are hitting the highway and rendering that coming together in one flesh casual is when they need to become vulnerable to each other. They want to stay in control. And the nakedness doesn't become symbolic of also becoming exposed to one another in vulnerability, but we're in control. And when you're in control, the worst form of that is what we would today call pornography. And there's some kind of domination and submission going on there. Christ came to heal us of the domination-submission approach to human sexuality. It's meant to be mutual complementary, which is only possible between a man and a woman, in marriage, committed to each other for life. Because Jesus said, don't throw your pearls before swine. If I'm going to be vulnerable with someone just to have them hit the highway, I'm not being received. I'm actually being abandoned, and that hurts. So we stay on the periphery. We have the two bodies coming together, but we're still on the outside.
We're not entering the inner sanctuary of the human soul. We're blocking the path to that and staying on the outside, because no one ever entered the inner sanctuary of the human soul in complete control. I am the way, and that is Christ crucified, and there's never been anyone more vulnerable before us than Jesus upon the cross, utterly exposed, seeking into me, see, this is who I am as the living God. Oh, very powerful. But he didn't come to demonstrate to us just that he had power, because it took tremendous strength to get up Calvary. There's a lot of strength there, but it's not the kind we think of, where power is exercised while I'm in complete control. No, it's very powerful, but it's quite vulnerable at the same time. It's humble. It's simple. And it's surrendered. It's letting go and being vulnerable. When I'm in complete control, I'm in control of everything except becoming vulnerable and surrendered. And I'm blocking off the inner sanctuary of the heavens, the inner sanctuary of the church, and the inner sanctuary of the human soul. All three of those go together. And we're doing really good at the control factor in our culture. I mean, when you think that in 1969, all the control, all the factors that had to be controlled to put a man on the moon, that is incredible. And there's no doubt that that's incredible, and we shouldn't take anything away from that accomplishment. That was an incredible accomplishment. But it's not the only way to accomplish, is to be in control. And Jesus is the one who teaches us the way. I am the way. And we, as a culture, are enamored with our ability to control. And we don't want to surrender. And we have, as a result, abandoned Christ. And in the church, a lot of us at times even abandon Christ crucified because we want to stay in control. This is why the Catholic life can be difficult. We're so deathly afraid of our brave reader and having that kind of an experience. If I get exposed and vulnerable, someone might shame me. Today, we're bullying people that expose themselves as awkward and vulnerable. We out them on social media. We send them emails with all kinds of horrible words in there. And so we hide. We're still in the bushes with Adam and Eve. And Jesus has come to free us and let us come out. He's calling us, and he's calling each one of you by name from this altar today, and inviting you to follow the way of Jesus Christ.